Bom ping, bom ping, bom ping de. Ingara era ra ra de. Hera bare randa bom bere. Hamba era era ira ira para ra ira era ye ye. Para rombera.
Colorado Symphony Choir's Proof of Vaccine and Face Mask at all of their concerts. And on top of that, they've even set up through their website a place where people can go check. You know, it's coloradosymphony.org/planyourvisit/COVID-19. And so that brings me to the fact that you're back home and we'll be playing with the symphony. This has become quite a tradition with you and Colorado Symphony.
Yeah, I'm really excited about, you know, being able to do it again. And I have a very good friend of mine, Vince Mendoza, who is an amazing arranger and composer, and he's going to be conducting the symphony. We're bringing all kind of new music, and I'm just excited about it.
Vince Mendoza is a name that we're familiar with here as well. He's one of those guys behind the scenes, so to speak, that musicians really respect. But the average music lover may not know the name. But he's been involved with a lot of things, and I was just really fascinated to see him, you know, involved with you in this project and the symphony.
I would say over the last 20 years, we've done so many projects together, all of them in Europe, you know. So we were talking and I was thinking, this would be really, really great if we could bring some of this music that we have been doing over the years at home. That would just be fun, you know, because I never get to work with him here in the States, you know. He's an amazing musician and an extraordinary person.
Of course, you'll have your fantastic musicians as well.
Absolutely.
You always do with the symphony. You still got Peter and all the guys still working with you?
Yeah, I have Peter, Martin, Terrion is on drums. We have Ruben Rogers again with us on bass. And Homero Lubombo.
It sounds fantastic. Speaking of music, Ms. Reeves, what's going on the recording front here? Everybody's kind of wondering, what's you know, I know things have slowed up for everybody, but what's going on? I know you got something happening.
Well, you know, quite frankly, there's two kind of projects. We're working on a Brazilian project, which I'm excited about. We just recorded some stuff we haven't finished. And then I think I'm going to do something really, really special with Chucho. You know, so there's like kind of two things in the works.
You know, with Chucho, is this is it a duet setting or is it a bigger group setting?
Well, what we have been doing is a duet set. I mean, I've done a lot of different things, but recently it's a duet setting with me, him, and Joe Lovano. And it's really sweet. It's really, really special. So we've done about maybe 8 shows together in this kind of group. You know, I still do other stuff with his Bata group. And I really, really love this because he's a master, but he's just so, his playing is dynamic and sweet and lyrical. It's so many things. And we just have a good time together on stage.
You could say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you, I want you, I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why.
Chucho Valdez has had a long and distinguished career, well over 50 years. In this day and age, when we look back at artists such as yourself and Chucho and others. For me, on a personal level, it's very comforting to know that we still have musicians that are bringing us into the current space in terms of the things that we really appreciate musically. And we really appreciate it when we know we have this comfort with people like yourself and Chucho and others. We have this comfort level. I'm excited about the new talent and everything, but I'm just as excited about hearing the next musical adventure from artists like yourself. So hearing this is something that I think will, not just me, but our listeners, their interest will continue to be piqued looking ahead for the next couple of years to see when this project might finally
manifest. We'll probably have music out next year, so
yeah,
I'm happy about that.
So you're still getting around pretty good then, huh? Even with the pandemic or what?
Yeah, you know, I started out, my first gig was at the Saratoga Jazz Festival this past summer, and I was wondering, I'm like, okay, you know, this is the first time out, and it felt so good. And I've done several performances since then, and it's been wonderful. We've done outdoor things, we've done lots of performing arts places, and it's just been great.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together.